Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
You got to turn on your mic.
I thought you turned it on.
It was on. I had a conversation about you this weekend with my wife.
Oh, that's wonderful.
I said, there is something Katie does that I just do not understand. I will never understand it.
Yeah.
And it drives me insane.
You know what? For
I turn
years,
all the mics on.
I turn them up.
And then Katie turns hers off and goes, and then does not turn it back on. And it fascinates me that this happens 100% of the time.
You know what?
100%.
Daily, actually.
For over
daily,
20
multiple
years,
times.
I have controlled my own microphone. And so this has been a learning curve
then
for
why
me,
why can't
too.
You turn it back
learning
on after you
for
cough?
Me, too, because you turn it on. I'm not ready for it. So I'm just not ready for it.
But it's you notice it's on. It's then you are over there controlling it. You turn it off.
No,
you
I get
cough.
It.
So then you should, after 20 years, be able to turn it back on.
No, and it's that's the thing. Is you
I'm
turn
confused.
It on. You turn it on prematurely for me, so I'm not ready. And so me even turning it off,
but
that's an extra step.
This whole
not,
logic,
so
you still wouldn't
me
turn
off
it on.
A little. It just throws me off a little. Because
You would
used
still forget to turn it on.
I'm used to controlling my own mic, so it does throw me off a little. I will admit it. That's it. We can move
but
on.
But would you be capable of turning it back on? Or
yeah.
turning it on in the
on
first
that
place?
Side, I did it for 20 plus years. I but, got this.
But, oh, never mind.
Yeah, I know. We should
my
move on.
My brain already hurts this morning.
Happy Monday.
Coming
I hate
off
when
a,
the parents fight.
I know.
Coming off a great weekend. It was a jam-packed weekend. Gosh, Katie was raving about you went clubbing with your daughter this weekend.
I did.
I saw the pictures. You guys looked adorable, first
of
all.
Oh, thank you.
And you look like you're just having the time of your life.
We did. I brought my daughter to a place in Colorado Springs called the Black Sheep. What could go wrong?
So tell me about the Black Sheep, because I've never heard about it.
Okay. So here's the thing. Is last week you remember me saying that my top of mind thing I had to do last week was get tickets to Sublime to their show in April for their 30th anniversary tour. They had two different sales last week for the tickets, and I didn't get them in either one. There's such a demand for this band out at Red Rocks in April that I was not able to get my hand on any tickets, and I was so upset about it. And so Friday night, I was telling everybody, I'm just really bummed. Like, I know radio people. I'm going to reach out. Hopefully, I'm able to make it to the show. I woke up Saturday morning, and here's the thing for people who are not familiar. Sublime, the lead singer of Sublime, passed away back in the 90s. And when he passed away, he left an 11-month-old son named Jacob. Jacob is now 30-plus years old and the lead singer of Sublime. So it's a big deal. And part of the reason they're doing this 30th anniversary tour. Well, what I didn't realize is Jacob also has another band called Jacob's Castle. I follow Jacob on Instagram, and when I woke up Saturday morning, I saw a post that was like, hey, we're playing at Black Sheep in Colorado Springs tonight. And I was like, is this a scam? What? Like, you're kidding me. You're absolutely kidding me.
You're
so
like, I must go to there.
I know. And I looked on their like website, the Black Sheep's website, and they had tickets available for $25, you guys.
These prices are unheard of.
The tickets for Red Rocks were starting at $300 for all the way up
and
in
this
the
is
nosebleeds.
A much more intimate
this
setting.
This is a 200-person venue.
Yeah.
It's very small. And I'm just like, this can't be
fun.
Real. Katie has fallen for littler scams than this. I was like, I felt like I was getting duped. I bought two tickets anyway because I was like, I'm not missing out on this chance. So I called my kiddo. I was like, hey, this show is in the Springs, 7 o'clock. We have to go. And she's like, absolutely. So she came to my house. We drove down to the Springs. It was a very seedy part of I've never been in this part of Colorado
carry your
Springs.
Pepper spray.
Oh, my gosh. Thankfully, we were able to park just like a block and a half down from the venue. So that was, oh, my gosh.
A little safer.
How is the venue? Is it just like a little hole in the
wall. It was like
spooky,
smaller than Mission Ballroom, like
yeah, okay.
so little
right.
and intimate, and again just off the side of the road. They've got like one sign out front that says the Black
it's
Sheep
flickering
exactly like so it's so small compared to where you would imagine the lead singer of Sublime would be playing. And I was just like, again, still thinking that I'm gonna lose some money on this, right? So we pull up and we get there and nobody started playing yet, so we're just like, well, we're just going to get in the very front and stand there. So Zoe and I at 7:30 stand in the front of this venue and we don't move. I stood there for 4 hours keeping my spot. But it's so funny because even like we're sitting there and a guy comes out on stage and he looks like a janitor. He looks like an old wizard. Like, he seriously does. And
Gandalf is performing tonight.
He comes out.
It's the opening act.
And we're both like, wow, they're like a little behind, whatever. And all of a sudden, the janitor grabs the mic and just starts rapping. And I was like, this is amazing. What is happening? Turns out his name is actually the wizard. And he's the opening act. And I
was he
like,
rapping about spills?
Oh my gosh, it was so funny.
Getting spray paint off walls and cleaning up trash.
He caught me off guard a lot. Like, I was like, that's funny. So he comes out and performs, and then we have another band come out and perform. Their name is Strange Case. Here's the thing, four bands hit the stage here, including Jacob's Castle with Sublime. Every one of them blew us away. Like, it was intense. I've never had so much fun at a concert where I did not know any of the music. We were just having the time of our lives.
And you got to spend, you know, some time with your daughter.
And that was it.
And that was cute, too. Like, your pictures really did make me smile.
To be able to hang out with her in a level like that, where we're just enjoying music and meeting people. And it was so cute because at one point there was a lady who had a little bit too much to drink, right? And she was trying to, like, start a little mosh pit. Oh, Zoe.
Oh, baby.
She was trying to start a little mosh pit right there in the front. And people were, like, protecting Zoe with me. Like, I was like, oh no, not the Nana. You go mosh somewhere else, drunk lady.
Mama, get moshing around me, make them stop.
It was funny because there were people like protecting her with me. Like, you know, we're here to see the band, but I don't need her to get hurt. Like, it was so funny. But
were you the oldest person there?
I was one of, there were so many people. Here's the thing, too, is like, I was torn on whether or not I could wear a Sublime t-shirt to a Jacob's Castle show.
It's that, like, whole rule, right?
Exactly. Is this like
taboo? I think I would have.
There were so many people that did.
I would have done that in a small little venue.
So
like
many people were wearing Sublime stuff. But you could tell it was the older people wearing the Sublime gear.
So what?
Because they're like, this is my chance to see Bradley's son, Jacob. And then you had the younger crowd who was there for the other bands Jacob's Castle.
It's your vintage
as well.
At this point,
your
Katie.
Vintage.
Your vintage, your
it's
retro.
Vintage.
You're like, I was there from the beginning.
Exactly.
Play Santeria.
Like, I was there 30 years when that album came out. Like,
this Jacob guy, you know? The only thing I don't like about him is his hair. His hair is incredibly unsettling
to me.
What
do you mean? His hair is fabulous.
His hair is, he looks like one of those dogs that you see people walking around in the park where the hair is completely covering the eyes and everything, and you're wondering, how does that dog even see to go on his walk? It's uncomfortable to me. I want to go up there and brush it to the side.
Are you jealous of his lettuce?
A little bit. Lettuce, as you say. I like the thickness of his lettuce.
Yeah.
But the way it is styled, I just want
to
go brush it out of his face.
Well, and he's one of those
and
people,
he's sweating,
too.
And it's like...
Yeah, he's one of those people, too, that when he, like, he... brushes it to the side. It's that whole, like...
The Bieber. You know, it's like the Bieber flip.
It's like a thing. It's an event.
Yeah, it is. It is. And it's funny because, like, so we were in the crowd again, and all those people who were coming up to us and talking, there was one girl in particular who came up to us, and she was like, hey, I really like your guys' shirts, because Zoe and I both had Sublime stuff on. And we got to talking to this girl. Turns out... she's the social media girl for the bands. So she is there with the tour, and she starts talking to us.
Yeah.
And she told me, because she was like, yeah, I'm grabbing footage of the wizard. I'm like, that's really his name, the wizard? That's amazing. And so she's like, yeah, I'm here with Jacob supporting the show. I'm here going to all the stops. And I look at her, I'm like, Jacob Noel, like, you're here with Jacob? She's like, yeah, we were just in Grand Junction. We came over the mountains last night. I'm like,
does she talk like that, though?
Hold on. I was like, you're here with Jacob. And she's like, yeah, I think, can we take a picture? I'll show him. And I'm like, oh, my, I don't think you
so
understand.
Did you check their social?
No, totally. She is legit.
They put you guys up?
We are friends now. She probably will be coming back through in April with the tour and everything.
Yeah.
But there's more to this story.
Oh, good
and
God.
I know
we
that
don't
we
have time, Katie.
I know that you never have time for me, but this is a big deal for me. It's a big deal.
All right, can you tell it in 60 seconds?
I can try. I can absolutely try. But no, so we were talking and everything. And yeah, she said that she was a part of the band. And she was the one who was recording all of the social media footage for the performance. So all of the people in the band were looking at her because she had her phone out, and they knew they had to, like, perform to her camera. And I was standing right next to her, so the whole time I'm like, they're looking at me. Oh my God. And so I, like, at one point Jacob is performing, and I'm not kidding, I have my hands on my face. I must look like the creepiest old lady in the whole world, just staring at him. And he had to like take his eyes off me. He had to break eye contact. He's like, this is weird.
Crazy
is
lady front
weird.
Row staring
and
at me.
Taking,
pulls his hair down in front of his eyes a little bit more. Please make her stop.
I took advantage. So I may have even said, you know, I work in radio and we have a performance studio in our studios. If you guys ever want to stop by, like I was trying so hard. I've never used the radio card harder in my life.
Please come see
than
us.
I did.
You got the hots for this guy.
No,
like.
I have. They just love.
You got the hots for him.
No, there's no hots for him. He's Josh's age.
So?
Like, no, there's
Cougar
none
Mama
of
over
that.
Here?
Like, I love his dad, if anything. Like, you know what I
if
mean?
If you had the opportunity.
No, Jeremy. Like, it's not like
you
that.
Had your hands on your face.
I did, but it was.
A lot of eye contact. A lot of eye contact.
It was creepy. It was creepy.
You're actually
going to
get served a paper later today.
Right? Not only will we never be to that
not
performing
within 500
studio.
Feet of him.
Exactly. You can't come within this many feet of us. So I'm hoping to get tickets for that Red Rock show.
There we go.
Get it, girl. Get it, girl. Send me some pictures. We'll throw up on social.
All right. We'll do.